It seems like all of the entertainment reporting here in the last few days has had to do with Kim Kardashian and her dopey 72-day wedding. Whether or not it was all staged for their reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, no one can dispute the fact that they have a winning product that people are interested in and they make millions of dollars of doing. But really, I don't think it's all that important that this woman got married and then divorced within 72 days. Seems to me Dennis Rodman has the record of getting married and divorced quicker than that. What is missed in entertainment news is that Andy Rooney passed away. I think he was 90 or 92 years of age. Anyway, he was working up till right the last minute. And it was a breath of fresh air, especially for 60 Minutes lately, with 60 Minutes turning so left here in the last few years. And what I mean by that is they were, just look at Dan Rather and that crew. 60 Minutes has decided to take the turn of not so much investigative reporting, but attacking the right, I guess. So I'll let you decide, is left right or is right left? It's hard to say, but one thing that's sad for sure is that Andy Rooney has left us, and that's not right. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.